Writers Association sent us a letter to say they had a way of making Halloween better and safer and more fun for everyone involved and completely non-offensive. It makes sense. Problem solved. I didn't know there was a problem, but okay, and this probably won't affect my plans in any way, so let's see what they say. I read a little more, saw my kids could only trick-or-treat from 3 o'clock to 4. Decoration limit, 2 pumpkins per yard, and knives are dangerous, so they can't be carved. And no devils, or anything satanic or morose, and even nothing made of satin, cause it sounds too close. To make sure nobody gets offended or upset, we got some guidelines here for what costumes you can get. No witches, they promote witchcraft, as does Harry Potter, Bewitched, and The Wizard of Oz. No aliens, monsters, mutants, or cannibals, and werewolves promote cruelty to animals. Vampires might make a kid too scared, and zombies are offensive to the living impaired. No Freddy, no Jason, in fact they can't be characters from films they aren't old enough to see. No commercial characters like SpongeBob or Superman, and no ghosts, the sheets look too much like the Klan. Figure skaters show way too much skin, and Dora the Explorer is an illegal alien. Okay, so how about a duck? Anyone got a problem with my kid dressing up like a duck? Huh? We can't give out candy cause it makes the kids fat. Just stickers and fruit and maybe that granola crap. I was stunned. Is this really how they want it run? It's politically correct and not a damn bit of fun.
I'm sorry, we can't allow that sound effect because it's too scary and might be upsetting to some of our younger listeners. No, I'm sorry. The evil laughter perpetuates the stereotype of the mad scientist. Oh no, that's just sexist. Why does the victim always have to be female?
Surprisingly, with all the things they said we couldn't do, the letter didn't say a word about bags of flaming poo. So guess what I got planned, and I hope they understand, cause I'm throwing my own party and it will get out of hand. No one will be allowed in, unless they are wearing a costume guaranteed to offend. Maybe something like a walking pair of breast implants, or a priest with an altar boy hanging from his pants. People showed up, and I was very impressed with my guests, and how they decided to dress. There's Jess, she came as a messed up slut, and there's George Lucas with a lightsaber up his butt. And there's the most evil creature they say, a lawyer for the RIAA, and I dressed up like the Honey Nut Cheerios bee. But the little bugger scares the crap out of me.
Now, do you really think a reanimated corpse is suitable for children? Okay, that's better, but can you try something a little friendlier? Yes, that's perfect. Now you've got it. Did you guys see Devo Spice's party?
Yeah, it was awesome. I went as a soldier.
It was disgraceful and completely against the rules.
It was awful.
Next year, we're gonna have to just ban Halloween for good and go right to Christmas, that time of year.
That sounds like a good idea, but how shall we go about it?
Simple. We allow the residents to hang up their holiday decorations at the beginning of October.
Yes, that'll work.
Okay, moving on. Unit number 47's front door is off-white, not white. This is against the rules. I vote we fine them $500 per day until they get it replaced. All in favor?
Aye.
Great. Now, the tree in front of Unit 23 started changing colors 4 days before the rest of the trees in the neighborhood. This flagrant disregard for the rules cannot go unpunished. I move that we make them tear it down and replace it with another tree that is on the proper fall foliage schedule. All in favor?